Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good morning, everybody. I am so happy that you've joined us for our pre-record today. And I'm sure we're going to have lots of wonderful information because we're going to be answering your questions. And very, very much welcome. We are here in Oregon and beautiful weather and certainly time for people to get outside with their families. Now, let's take a look at your questions. We've got, again, a wonderful selection from all over the world. And we're going to start with somebody that is new to our teachings. I haven't heard from her before, but very happy to make her acquaintance. And that is Lisa from New York. And she's speaking about Bel Vaspata, the healing technique that was given by the Infinite for the healing of various diseases, and we have recently begun to receive information regarding mental disorders and emotional disorders as well. So she says, being new to your information and the studies of Bel Vaspata, a question has come up regarding healing animals. Why can we not heal animals with Bel Vaspata? I can see how humans and animals' energy fields are different, but then again, when we are all one, the healing would work for everyone. Could you talk about why we need to use a different technique for other beings? Now, my brothers and sisters, just so we're all on the same page, Kriya Vaspata is a website available to everybody. It gives the healing techniques that works with plants, trees, forests, animals, other kingdoms, in other words. Whereas our Bel Vaspata website, that is the Almeen Bel Vaspata or Bel Vaspata Almeen.com, is in fact just for the healing of humans, and she's wanting to understand why this differentiation takes place. In working with animals and plants, and we do this, if you go to our website on shamanism, ancientshamanism.com, www.ancientshamanism.com, as well as the way of the Toltec Nagual.com. You will come up with techniques that utilize the qualities of animals and plant medicine, which is a very, very powerful technique. We have people all over the world reporting specifically on the abundance protocol that you do using mugwort. But you are always, in those instances, using a filter because of the fact that the human kingdom is a very, very unique kingdom. And I'm going to speak about that in a moment, and then Lisa will hopefully get her question answered. But I just want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, because I can feel that there are new people today with us on this pre-record, and I'm very glad that you've joined us. The information that comes through me each day is beyond overwhelming to most people. So we have actually done two things to deal with that. We know that there are people that really in depth want to study some of these principles. Number one, we have created both on our home site, which is spiritualjourneys.com, as well as on the School of Arcana, ARCANA.org, which contains our forums and our blogs. There's two different forums. One is to discuss personal issues, and the other one is to discuss the teachings. But we have posted on both those sites a guidance list. If you're interested in angels, which would be the materials that you would use, which would be the websites you would visit. For instance, we have ascensionangels.com, which teaches you how to speak angelic languages, amongst many other things. So my brothers and sisters, it shows you, let's say you're interested in just having daily inspiration. Well, then you go to a specific place where daily we provide thoughts and meditations and so on. Or you're interested in developing your gifts as an oracle or your spiritual gifts, then there is again another place you would be going to, and it refers you to the correct books and publications as well. So we do steer you as to the best of our ability amongst the absolute floodgate of information and gifts that are being given to humanity through this work. So my brothers and sisters, to go back to this, we have also developed for you, and it is currently available for you to sign up, the Institute of Applied Mysticism. The Institute of Applied Mysticism starts, in fact, August the 1st, but even if you contact them after August the 1st, they will tell you when the next startup date is, and you can start to sign up for the next one. But my brothers and sisters, this has been organized in a way that the very deep information is made digestible. It's able to be assimilated by someone. There's currently well over 40 students that have signed up for this. You have a virtual student lounge in which you can meet, and, you know, your photo will be there. You'll be discussing it with fellow students as you go through the curriculum. And it's a three-month course. The price for it is, I believe, $295 or $300, round about there. And you go to appliedmysticism.com, and you will be able to take a look at it. And we're very happy to answer your questions. But you receive 6 days a week multimedia presentations. You get packages of information of well over 1,000 pages of handwritten material that has been formatted and typed for you with the illustrations inserted over the three-month period. You get techniques. You get protocols that you can do in conjunction with your class members. And then you get information made understandable, because every other day I give an audio presentation that explains and broadens and deepens the information that you receive in written form. We also have conference calls that will be held, and we have got the video presentations. So this is all that you get over 3 months. It's going to be really wonderful for people that have wanted to have a deeper, more intellectual discussion about some of these teachings and have found the forums too broad in their topic matter. Now, let's go back to this issue of humans versus animals. My brothers and sisters, think of humans as the cradle of civilization. We have translated multiple records from many different places around the world that I've translated that has always shown one thing. All races originated from humans. What are the other kingdoms on earth? They are basically a genetic library. Let us take frogs, for instance. Wonderful little creatures. How can they be a genetic library? Well, the species other than man that are on the earth are the species that are primary species on other planets. In the belt of Orion, there is a side star. On that star, there are very tall beings. I've actually had one of them photographed around me after a contact that was made by them. A tall being, about 7-8 foot tall, with frog-like appearance. They're very benign, beautiful beings. And they live on one of the stars in the belt of Orion that's on the side. You get Zeta Reticuli that really is, in fact, not there anymore. But then you get the center star that's a portal, and the other star is the star of this frog race. There you know, if you look at Sirius, the dog soldiers of some of the Native American tribes, commemorates the duck soldiers, D-A-C-H, that come from Sirius. And they are renowned throughout the galaxy, and they've modeled their infantry and so on based on these dog soldiers from Sirius. These are races where the embryo-like race is here as a living genetic library that can then be upgraded and create and recreate races if they were to die out that are life-enhancing enough to survive. So my brothers and sisters, humans are the root race. The animal kingdom is a living embryonic library of bipedal races that are primary races, that are highly intelligent races, that are spread throughout the cosmos. The Earth is in and of itself a living cradle of civilization. So there is a vast difference, because humans are fully developed as a species, and they are the most complex species of anywhere. They are also the densest. And we have regarded that as problematic, saying, oh, because they're so dense, that must mean they're low in their consciousness. Not so. The reason we are more dense is as follows. The infinite light shined at the very onset of creation through its creations as though they were lenses. Let me explain it this way. There's a projector with a light inside. There's a lens in front. The light shines through the lens onto the screen. The first lens were actual God beings, but they were human God beings. There was 144 very primary ones, and from that, there eventually was 144,000 that were first created there, the firstborn of the infinite. Through them, now that we're two layers deep now, came humanity, third layer deep. From humanity, as the light continued to shine through, it has gone from one race to another, and initially when life started, there were seven octaves of life giving birth to the seven directions. These seven octaves of life became more and more and more etheric as they became watered down versions of humanity, the cradle of civilization. Our density it predisposes us to looking at life a very specific, myopic way, but it also is part and parcel of the fact that we were the first creations. So there's a vast difference in the level of evolution of humanity versus the other species on Earth. They're beautiful and exquisite in their own right, and many of them are actually making a transition into immortality, which is incredible. They're getting immortal masters in their own right, in the animal kingdom, in the horse kingdom, in the trees. You can assist them, but it isn't through Belvaspitar, because Belvaspitar is very specifically designed for the most complex species in the cosmos, humans. Now, let's look at another reason why that doesn't work. My brothers and sisters, Belvaspitar is transformational in its nature. It removes that which doesn't serve, that which is obsolete, that which plugs up the, the flow of resources to the person. So transformation is the dying of old stuff and removing of dead wood, basically. Then you get alchemy. Alchemy is transmutational. Transmutational means that something of lower order can be transmuted to a higher order. The Belvaspitar, although primarily transformational, also uses the leveraging power of alchemy in its methodology. In practicing Belvaspitar, which is not a man-made healing modality, it came from the infinite, I basically started writing at 5 p.m. in the afternoon and in front of a class. I finished 7 a.m. the next morning, writing it down in dictation. My brothers and sisters, it has been phenomenal. It is spreading all over the world because of the many, many miracles, and you can read about them on the Bhavaspata site. The reason for this is the leveraging power of it. In alchemy, if you can use 1 plus 1 equals 2 in math, but in alchemy, depending on the type of alchemy you use, it can go as high as 1 plus 1 equals 1,054. If you're working with gemstone alchemy, that can be the case. So, what I wanted to point out on this is that alchemy can also remove. So 96 plus 18 equals 0 can also be the case. What is added together in Bhavaspata is essential. There is no part of Bhavaspata that is designed for the combining of a lower evolutionary line with the higher evolutionary line. That is not part of its equations that makes it work. So if you're doing Bhavaspata on animals, then you are dealing with an incorrect equation that makes it not effective. So that needs to be considered. Also, it is not advisable for a high-level evolutionary being to combine their field with a lower-level evolutionary being in the type of unified field that you form as an alchemical 1 plus 1 alchemical equation through Bhavaspata. The shape-shifting that have been done by shamans has been very detrimental to their consciousness. And eventually you get things like the werewolves and so on. And they are actualities. It's somebody that shifts enough times into a wolf's field, if you will, that eventually the slightest disturbance in their environment, such as a full moon, yes, that is true, could shift them automatically without their choice. Shape-shifting as a shaman into an animal, you get more and more of the lower qualities that you embody. This is not desirable for humans to be doing. It is true that we're all one field, but for us to deliberately bond as one with a lower evolutionary line, we pick up some of their traits. In other words, we pick up some of the lower evolutionary line's traits. In Bhavaspata, the practitioner becomes one with that which they are healing, the person in front of them. Then there's another component added to this alchemical equation or the unified field you form with your patient. And the second thing that is added in there are the 12 pure frequency pairs of the cosmos, the 12 pure emotional pairs. Then they are added in to this unified field. So there is a something plus something plus something equals the removal of illusion. So there's a very specific alchemical equation upon which it works, and it does not take animals into consideration. Hence we were given Kriyavaspata. For Bhavaspata, you have to be initiated. You can self-initiate. There is a method given. It's on several places available to you. It's in my books, which is Opening the Doors of Heaven, The Revelations of Isis. It's in the book, The Ring of Truth. It is also in the book, and The Ring of Truth by me, because there's a couple with that title out there. And then it's also available for free for you, of course, on the website almeenhealing.com. And it's also available on bhavaspataalmeen.com. I hope I have that correct. I'm sorry, I'm not computer literate. I write all my books by hand. So my brothers and sisters, go there and take a look at self-initiation if you're interested in Bhavaspata. If you have an animal that needs to be healed, simply go to spiritualhealing spiritualhealingforanimals.com. So www.spiritualhealingforanimals.com, and it will give you the method. We've had wonderful testimonials. Those beautiful creatures are so easy to heal because they're open and they're innocent. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almaine at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available from Almaine. Not only is this wisdom-packed book a guide for serious students of the Toltec Way, but also a font of knowledge for all truth seekers. Mapping out the revolutionary changes in Toltec mysticism, it presents the precepts of mastery sought out by all who travel the road of illumination and spiritual warriorship. Almaine reveals publicly, for the first time, the ancient power symbols used by Toltec Nahuals to assist in obtaining freedom from illusion. This book also features information about the hidden planets used by the Toltecs and the astrology of Isis. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available in paperback, or as an electronic download, or as an audiobook spoken by Almaine. To receive your copy, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
So, my brothers and sisters, we have, since we have another question here on Belvaspata, and I've just been discussing it, I think that I will just deal with that next. And it's from our facilitator for our Paris pod, which is for a weekend, and we hope you can make this wonderful getaway to Paris. It's in September, and so join us in Paris if you can for the weekend. Lale is our facilitator there, and she said, someone contacted me to request a Carnish Belvaspata session for her child. She is 3 months pregnant, and doctors have told her that her daughter is diagnosed to have Down syndrome. She wants to know why her baby has chosen to suffer from this disease. What is she here to help them see or learn or understand? And will Carnish Belvaspata on the baby heal this condition? There's a couple of things, Lale, my love, and one of them is this. We have not, to this moment, had an adequate Down syndrome healing modality given on Earth, not by anyone. And what I will do is I will get this for us. It's an entire book, okay? But I will get this from the infinite, and my hope is to start writing on it with within days. I will ask for it directly. Karnish Belvas Patar is going to help, but it will not totally solve it. One of the first things that she must know is I can absolutely clearly see that this baby does not need to be born with Down syndrome. She should not accept that this is going to happen because the doctor said so. I will just tell you that when I was 3 months pregnant with my son, they said that he would be born either blind or deaf. And I absolutely refused to accept their reality. I communicated with this child that this was not necessary. And, you know, today he's a state's representative in government. He is absolutely a brilliant, beautiful being that can see and hear perfectly. So my brothers and sisters, she must not accept that. Secondly, if there is Down syndrome on our planet, there is Down syndrome in the cosmos. That's why Karnish Belvas Patar currently will assist to pave the way for this to come through. Because Karnish Belvas Patar deals with the creating of this, it's really a Belvas Patar for enlightenment. The issue is that there is great enlightenment amongst Down syndrome babies. It's not the enlightenment that's the issue. What is the issue? I don't know. None of us knows because of the fact that it hasn't been solved in the cosmos. We have just received the healing modalities for bipolar disease. We are in the current time, I am busy writing epilepsy. We have received it for schizophrenia, for Alzheimer's, for autism. The reason we were able to receive it is that the conditions in the cosmos that created the microcosmic conditions on Earth, because remember, man as the original root race, as the original cradle of civilization, is the microcosm of the macrocosm. Everything that's out there is but a kaleidoscope of man. Man's image is fractured into multiple kingdoms, in other words. Man has everything within him. We hold the strings of into one knot within us of all genetic lines. If it is out there, we have it. So Down syndrome must be solved from the cosmic principles. What is it in the cosmos that is creating such a condition? Therefore, if we know that and it is solved, it can be done on Earth. I will do this, my sister. I can feel that it is time. And I hope to have that ready. Lale, if you will ask our beloved Dean of the Academy of Belvas Patar, Jan, if you will contact her, and you can get hold of her. She's the chairman of the board as well for Belvas Patar. But if you can get hold of her and tell her that when I've written it, to just make sure that you get the handwritten notes. And you can start right away on this baby. There is no need for this to take place. So I will be sure, I'm just finishing up a little book called The Seer's Diary. It will, with some concerted effort, be done on Thursday evening, and I will start straight away afterwards to work with Down syndrome and find out why we have it on Earth, and we'll go from there. Okay, my love, thank you for contacting us. Always nice to hear from you, Lale. My brothers and sisters, I ran a little late with our last commercial, so it's again commercial time. Let's just quickly do that so we get back on track here, and I'll speak to you in a few moments.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master and in addition continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Helmi's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Almin at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
So, my brothers and sisters, we are continuing our show and welcome back for our second half. We are starting now with a question from Mark from Belgium. He says, there were recent massive cosmic changes. And the reason he knows this, my brothers and sisters, for those of you that are new, is that he tunes in every day to the AlmineDiary.com. And every day I share as best I can some of the insights, some of the events that happen, some of the changes that take place at the very cutting edge of cosmic life. So, you know, if you're interested in that, you may want to take a peek at it. There were recent massive cosmic changes linked with black light / frequency. Black light and subliminal black frequencies is what they're called. How are they affecting the HARP global system that was designed and implemented to manipulate climate and collective thoughts / feelings? He also asks, would there be a link with the recent epidemic of airplane crashes that seem to be triggered by electromagnetic weaponry? So, let me preface this just by saying this. Whenever it is time for something in the cosmos to be dealt with, left behind, and we move beyond it. In other words, it's become old hat, don't need this anymore, obsolete. You will find that signs pertaining to it, it starts to make a blister on the psyche of man. We start to have events that say, listen, this is an issue. So this I just want to explain. Because I'd like to start with the second question first. Would there be a link with the recent epidemic airplane crashes that seems to be triggered by electromagnetic weaponry? they are triggered by electromagnetic weaponry. That is because it was time for us to know that electromagnetic weaponry has been done on humankind for a very, very long time, my brothers and sisters. So let's take a look, because it's going to help us understand a lot why man's journey has been so hard, why we have had such an uphill battle, and why so many things have gone wrong with light workers when they try so hard to live a life that is in order. This has been solved, but the airplane crashes showing electromagnetic warfare have been very necessary for us to get the message that we need to look beyond and see what has happened to humankind. Electromagnetic particles have been the fabric of existence until very, very recently. I'm not very good with time because I live between worlds for hours a day, and I don't know if it's a week ago or 2 weeks ago or a month ago, or if it's actually 2 days ago. I really can't tell you this. The way to understand it is to go to my blog, because I write things down each day. And as I say, I'm not computer literate, so I don't really know where to steer you, but there is a searching mechanism on my diary. So my brothers and sisters, very recently this was changed. It was changed because it was a time to put an end to the electromagnetic weaponry of those who represent the shadows of the cosmos. And here is what this was about. The electromagnetic particles are subatomic particles. Their frequency determines how physical they are. Just think of it for the moment. The structure has actually been changed in 2007, but for eons of existence, the electromagnetic particles looked like little wobbly crosses, like a little waveform that's vertical and one crossing over that's horizontal. The horizontal one is the magnetic one. It holds, just like the magnetic tape that we work with in tape recorders, it holds the memory. But the tape in and of itself, holding the tape in your hand, isn't going to tell you what memory has been placed on that disc or tape of the tape recorder. It requires the electric input to translate what is on the tape. So the memory was held in the horizontal wobbly part of the cross. The vertical part is the electrical. It interprets it. There has been, for example, I spoke earlier in the program about the Dach soldiers from Sirius. For in the dream, okay, in the ages of the fall, when life was very dense and we were in a total dream as creation, the Dach soldiers of Sirius were the hounds at the feet of the lords of Orion. Ari-An in the star languages literally means lords of the heavens. Ari is lords. Ari, if you break the word root down, means of accessible light. And then An is heaven. Ari-An is lords of the heaven, Orion. So that's where the word Orion comes from. Orion developed this electromagnetic weaponry, but it has long been used by the dark gods of the cosmos. Who the dark gods are, how they have influenced the Third Reich, the plans, that were made at one point for the Third World War to take place. Many of the atrocities that have been committed on Earth were not done by humans. They were actually engineered by these dark gods and their agendas, and why and what they had in mind. These things are, amongst many other things, discussed in the 3-month course of the science of immortality and incorruptibility. How these beings have remained immortal is part of the course. That's why it's a peripheral part of the study. And this is presented by the Institute of Applied Mysticism that we spoke to you about, that gives this information in an understandable and assimilatable fashion. The science of immortality and incorruptibility is really a 3-month preparation period to prepare you first for immortality and then to go beyond it into incorruptibility. So, my brothers and sisters, in there you learn much about the electromagnetic warfare that has been done on humankind. I'm giving you a very short thumbnail explanation. What the Orions did as a weaponry that was employed by their mercenary soldiers from Sirius, which is the Dach soldiers, is developed the weapon called Mach, M-A-C-H. And that weapon is an electromagnetic weapon. If you can understand the building blocks of life, the electromagnetic frequencies, you can work with the horizontal level and replace the memories on the electromagnetic tape. You can wipe clean the horizontal memory, and you can replace in it another memory. And then, when the electrical part interprets it, instead of remembering that you were a sovereign race on your own planet, you can have the memory that, wait a minute, we have always had as our overseers these soldiers from Sirius or these overlords from the Orion star system. They've always been our masters. Well, what are we thinking of? We're not sovereign. You can replace a whole different memory, and you can conquer a race that way without so much as a single bloodshed needed, because you have replaced their memories. This has actually happened on Earth. This is not something that I have discussed. In fact, it is possibly the third part that will become available next year of an institute of curricula that I'm busy writing. The first part of their curriculum is the secrets from the hidden libraries of the earth. The second part is the secret history of man and the original root races. And it's a whole month course. And then the third part is the interaction of man with star races. And the wiping clean of the memory of man by this electromagnetic weaponry mark is part of that course. The Institute of Human Potential, the long name of it is actually the Institute of the Study of Human Potential, is out of Singapore, and their course will start the 1st of November, and it will go into the new year, so it will be in the third month that you will actually get the full scoop of what has happened to humankind and what we can do about it and the principles of the cosmos we need to understand for that never, ever to be able to happen again. How is this done? Well, that goes to your first part of your question, because it deals with black light and white light. How do you wipe clean someone's memory? We'll come back in a moment and we'll tell you how it's done. Let's just break for a quick second here for some commercials.
Almin continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almin is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Al Mean, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, is now available from Al Mean. This book provides unparalleled insight into ancient mysteries. Al Mean, an internationally recognized mystic and teacher, reveals the hidden laws of existence, transcending reason, delivering visionary expansion. This metaphysical masterpiece explores the origins of life as recorded in the holy libraries. The release of information from these ancient libraries is a priceless gift to humankind. The illusions found in the building blocks of existence are exposed, as are the purposes of creation. To receive your copy of Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
My brothers and sisters, I've just been having a fun chitty chat with one of my favorite people, Don, who is our station manager at BBS. He and his brother own BBS. And I was also talking to him that third month of the study of human potential, which will start in November. Please stay tuned and get yourself on this so that we can contact you when it begins. But the third month of it, which will be, of course, in January of 2010, because if it starts in November, it will be November of the libraries, and the secret history of humanity is December, and then January will be the third one, which is the interaction of man with star beings. During that month, I will do an in-depth translation, because one of my fortes has had to be, because of what I've been required to do by the infinite, to be able to translate star languages and ancient languages. So the cosmic languages are an open book to me. I will translate the crop circles and the languages that have been found in them. And that will be part of the interaction of humans with star beings that you will find as an intensive part of the third month of the study for human potential. So I just wanted to tell my students that, because I've never really addressed crop circles. I'm so inundated every day with information coming in that I don't look left or right at anything else that's happening. But that will be part of that third course. Now, let's go to the HARP system. The HARP system works with sub-level frequencies called black light frequencies. You can put black light frequencies into humankind that will actually create emotions in them without them realizing that it is happening, because we have been living in a white light created cosmos. Black light is like its counterpart. It's like subliminal light, same with the frequencies. Black light is used in mind control. Black light frequencies, for want of a better word, is used to control emotions and sway emotions. For instance, let's say that there's a very militant, president that you want to elect, then you broadcast fear and people go to the strong guy who can take care of them. Let's say you want to have a president elected that's been talking a lot about peace. Well, then you give people of all is well, time to move on kind of a feeling. You can manipulate people's emotions through these sublight frequencies. Now, here's the trick of it, and Mark is asking whether the changes in the cosmos will have rendered the HARP global system, designed to manipulate climate and collective thoughts and feelings, whether it would have rendered it useless. And the tremendously good news of it is, Mark, the answer is yes. In the same way that you can wipe out white light memories, you can also wipe out conditioned programming by combining white light, black light, in a very specific way. Within the white light, there needs to be a balance between its masculine and feminine. It's proactive and receptive. Exactly correct. It then gets combined with an equal measure of black light that has similarly been balanced within. Because when there's imbalance, this doesn't work. But when they are exactly mirror images of each other, and you combine them together, they cancel each other out. So if you take the frequencies of a memory and you have the skill level to work with it in a way that you can balance it exactly, you can cancel a memory out. You can then take another white light memory and implant it where the old one was. This is how this electromagnetic warfare on humanity has been done, by manipulating the memories of the electromagnetic particles. So that the fact that in the cosmos there has been a healing of black and white light frequencies makes it that the black light frequencies can no longer be used separately against us through the HARP technologies mark. So my brothers and sisters, I would very much like to just quickly get to one more question, and it's Danette from West Virginia. She says, at the last pod, and pod is what we call our classes, I was at, and also on some of your radio shows, you keep mentioning that we just need to remember. Remember what exactly? Our divinity, creation, deals with the past, and if we're supposed to remember something from the past, wasn't that reality created while we were still in the dream? Absolutely correct, my sweetheart. We don't look back, because the past was like a dream. In preparing participants of the science of immortality and incorruptibility to enter into their incorruptibility through a very thick stack of papers they're given at the very end as my gift to them. It's beyond and above the course, but it is a Belvas Pata of incorruptibility that is not for sale anywhere, because it takes 3 months to prepare to do that for yourself. And it's to prepare people and get them into incorruptibility, which is literally the God Kingdom. So in doing this, one of the main things is to understand the past as a dream. Just consider, my brothers and sisters, if our memories have been tampered with, let's say, and you possibly are if you're listening to my words, because those are the ones that I have been working with, those original lenses. So if you are one of the major players on Earth, the first thing of it is that you would become the target, because you are one of the pivot points that pivots the consciousness of man. If you are one of the first lenses through which the light shines, if you have an occlusion within, a dark spot within, it's going to affect humanity. In the same way, if you become clear and you're one of those first lenses, it also affects humanity. So whom would they target? The original ones. So part of it is the remembrance that within us all life lives. And so it's the remembrance of our oneness. That's number one, that we are to remember that we are not separate beings, that all lives and dwells within us. But secondly, to look at the past and try and remember old contracts and so on. If you're dreaming that somebody just won a big gold cup in a horse show, and that somebody is you, or that somebody is your neighbor, did the neighbor really accomplish that? No, you did. You're the dreamer. And it's your dream. You can't go over the next morning when you wake up and go over there and congratulate him. He didn't really win the cup. It was your dream. We can only look back and see nothing but a dream, my brothers and sisters. And there have been no failures, and there have been no accomplishments, really, either, when we were simply part of a dream. We have come out of this dream only after the fabric of the dream was removed. Electromagnetic particles. A new fabric has been substituted, of which I know very little, incidentally, but I will try and get the information, and I will put it on my blog as soon as I know. So, my brothers and sisters, then just to finish this up, what we are to remember is that we are perfect. There is nothing to grow to. There is nothing to fix. There is just the full cooperation with the one life of existence expressing through us. It's a remembrance of ourselves as the one life expressing through our human experience. In a nutshell, and to the best of my abilities, my precious one, that is what it's about. Nice to hear from you, Danette, and we've come to the end of our show, and we'll speak again another time. Thank you so much. Goodbye now.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Meen. Please join us again next week.